12 minutes after 10 o'clock, Thursday morning, on the mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Bill Small. And Becky from Coffeyville Friends of Animals on the line with us. How are you today, young lady?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You keeping all the doggies and kitties cool down there?
We're trying our very best, I can tell you that.
Ain't the easiest thing in the world to do, is it? Ain't the easiest thing in the world to do.
And you know, one of the things I was thinking about last time we were speaking about, you know, if your dog has to be outside, you know, the shade, the water. But, you know, one thing I didn't think about to mention are dog houses. People believe that they have a dog house and that's good cover, good shade. But actually, unless it has an airflow going through it, it's like a hot box.
Put an air conditioner in your dog house.
Well, yes.
Why not?
But I just thought about that the other day. We were talking about airflow with the dogs and stuff, and I thought, you know, that was something I didn't realize for a long time, that these dogs, maybe in the wintertime, they're wonderful because there is not an airflow. But right now, they're probably better off just, you know, being under a shade tree if they have to be outside. At least there's a little breeze blowing.
But right.
I'm sure people are doing the very best they can to keep their pets cool and being wise with them.
I posted a picture on my Facebook page yesterday evening of two of my cats soaking up all the cold air as it was coming out of the air conditioner. One on the floor right in front of the air conditioner, one on the bed. They're both stretching their little necks, you know, so they can get the cool air right in their faces. Who cares if mom and dad are warm? The cats are cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I posted a picture yesterday evening myself of my shelter dog, Melly. She was on the living room floor, and she was flat on her back with her four legs just spread as far as she could get them, and it was just hilarious. It was like she was just trying to cool off everything underneath her little body.
Those tummies...
We're all miserable.
Yeah, those tummies just get so warm, you know?
Yeah. And she's a little on the chunky side, but, you know, she's almost 10, and she's our gal, so... We get those sad eyes and we get a treat. So,
yeah.
You know, she's got us trained very well.
So who we got down there at the shelter you want us to know about?
Right. Okay. Well, we've got some good news. We've had several adoptions. We have put them on our Facebook page to see their happy smiles. And I do mean the animals. The people are smiling too, but you can also see a smile on those little doggies' faces. And the kittens are usually kind of cuddled up to their new owner. But we've had dogs and cats go out this week. We had a black cat that we were kind of thinking maybe he would be our shelter cat because he's just a hoot to watch, and he was very good with the dogs coming in and out. He was adopted this week, so we let him go to a home because that's a much better place than the shelter. So he was adopted out, and we had some dogs. That was Paco, Corn, Samson, and Carmen. Now, these names may not be the same because they have new names now.
Mm-hmm.
But Jafar the cat, now that should sound familiar.
Yes, he does.
Adopted this week. Mm-hmm. And then a dog that they've named Moonshine that we used to call Moon Moon. So all adopted. And we're going to kind of feature a couple of pets a week, mentioning the others, but kind of single out a couple, a cat and a dog. Theo, our Dr. Pepper Thief, has been fostered out, which is always a good situation because he's in a home, he's getting those social skills that he needs, he's going to be introduced to other people. Maybe we can get Theo adopted really quick.
I hope they give him Dr. Pepper.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Kind. I agree with you, and I'm hoping that I have really good news about Theo in the near future. And then we have the cats that I talked about. This was the Mama Tuxedo, and she has a kitten with her that looks just like her.
Right.
I mean, one of them looks just like her. The other one maybe must take after dad because he doesn't look anything like her. But okay. So anyway, Mama Penguin is what they decide to call her.
Aww.
She kind of resembles a penguin in the way she stands.
Yeah.
And she's got one ear that's kind of funny, like it's got a little tip out of it or something. Those two are our featured pet of the week, and we've lowered the adoption on both by $15. So if someone is interested in a sweetheart of a cat, yes, she's had a litter, but she's very young when she had that litter.
Right.
She needs a second chance to be a kitten and a cat and not be a mama at
right.
a young life. Yes. And then but we also still have her kitten, female, that looks just like her, the tuxedo. And then she also has another little guy that, as I said, let's take after Dad. So I'm going to kind of start talking about more pets of the week. I also have a big note that says lots of kittens, and they've all been bathed, which I think is remarkable. They've all been bathed and treated for fleas. That in itself is a bargain. If you can give a cat a bath,
yeah,
and live to it.
And come out of it unscarred.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to get a hold of the fleas because this is the season. So
sure, yeah.
I wanted to get that out there also. And, well, let's see. Let's just start talking about the office. Continue with kitty cats. And Droop is with us. He is a beautiful, beautiful gentleman. He's about 3 years old. He's got green. No, I am wrong. Droop got adopted.
Oh.
We didn't get him off the list.
There you go.
I love it when I have to correct myself and say, sorry.
You're really smoking there today, kiddo.
So, Dublin. Okay, we still have Dublin, a really cute little black kitten with a white face, and he is warmed up and he's ready for adoption. And then we have Lily. Lily has a new litter mate. There's a little orange kitten in with Lily. So those are the two we're kind of talking about, but I've already said to you, we have lots of kittens. We still have those beautiful little white kittens that I've spoken about several times. There's some tiger stripes out there. We've got the gray. We've got black. We've got calico. We've got lots of kittens. But they're bathed and they're been treated for fleas. So that's a deal.
That is a deal.
Now for our dogs, let's see. We have got Caprice is a new one. I'm going to speak of. He's a young dog. 5 to 6 months old, two different tones of eyes. This is so cool when they come in like this. One's blue, one's brown, probably a shepherd mix, high energy, just needs to get some activity going. We also have Alora. It's a female terrier mix, about 45 pounds. She's very sweet, and she's great with other dogs. In fact, she for a while, when Theo was still with us, she bunked with him. We were able to put them in together because she was already fixed, and now Theo is fixed, because when we send them out in foster homes, the state requires that they be spayed or neutered before they leave the shelter, which is wonderful. We don't mind that at all. We've got Ian, which would be a great cattle dog, brindle and white in color, about 4 months old, young, very intelligent, so ready to be trained. Cynthia is a chocolate lab female. Oh, she's pretty. She's so very pretty. She's about 3 to 4 months old. She's super sweet, has that beautiful little lab personality that they just want to be loved.
Yeah.
And, I love labs, as everyone knows. Pal is our healer mix, white with some black markings throughout his coat. He's about a year and a half old. Bella, I still have Bella. I always think about Stella, you know, the movie Stella.
Stella!
Stella! Well, now I'm yelling, Bella!
Yeah.
Somebody, please come and see our little gal. She's just a nice little dog. She's a lab, terrier mix. She's about 50 pounds. She's not going to get any larger. She's about a year old now. She's so well-behaved when you take her out in public. She likes other dogs. She likes people. She would like to be someone's love. So that's kind of everyone thinks about Bella. And let's see who else that we have here. Cooper. Cooper is also a female, which I always laugh when I say Cooper because I think of a male, but she's a little female. She's got ridge back in her, so she's got that hair that stands up across her back.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of shy around people at first, but then she's great. She's probably about 6 or 7 years old, tan in color, 40 to 45 pounds. Daisy is a female brindle, 5 months old, about 30 pounds. We've got Blue, who is neutered. He's 2 years old, white with some black markings and ticks. He is so cute. I saw him yesterday. He is a doll and just a young, you know, just a young, good-looking little dog. We've got some small dogs that we didn't put on the list, but I'm going to speak about them because I've been there. We've got a little Jack Russell male that's just cute as he can be. We've got a little Beagle mix out there that came in, and he had, I think, a ringworm situation, so we're medicating that, so he'll be good to go. As soon as he is good to go, we will be talking about him. And then there's a couple of other puppies in there, little brown puppies, little shepherd mix, I think, and then there was a little black lab puppy in the shelter, and I saw. Now, whether maybe they're not quite ready for adoption is why they have it on the list, but it never hurts to go out and look and say, I'll be back in a day or two to get that little sweetheart. So I always like to mention anyone that's not on the list if I can think about it. So we are full always.
Yeah.
Always. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in fact, we have a situation that may occur. We're not sure if it's going to happen or not. We found out yesterday that we have a situation where there are three female dogs. They each have litters. The litters are anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks old. Probably we're talking 28 puppies.
That's a lot of pups.
Female dogs.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And that may end up in our care.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to reach out for rescues and fosters, and because that's just unbelievable. So, people, stay and neuter your pets.
Indeed. Indeed, yes.
Indeed, please. But we are here to serve, and we do the very best we can with what room we have. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. We are open every day in the evenings now from 4 to 7. We're finding this is a good time. People get off work and they come out and they want to see what's going on. Now, Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, open to the public. Someone's always there in the morning because we're cleaning, we're seeding.
Right.
Donations. We get a lot of great donations that time. People just walk up, set them at the door, and we'll pick them up. Always in need of food, dog food, cat food. And since we are expecting some puppies, or they're kind of young yet, but we do have puppies, we're kind of asking for some puppy food also.
Right.
And their kitten food. We really like to give them the best start we can. So anything anyone wants to donate, we truly appreciate. Our telephone number is 620-309-4155. You can call it. You can text it. Facebook page, CFA, Cockatoo Friends of Animals. We just appreciate the time on the radio, and like you were talking about gas prices, well, I feel like when we talk about the animals, it helps with adoption. I truly believe people tune in and listen to that.
Oh, I agree. I agree. They like to hear about the fur babies, the doggos, and the Kit Kats looking for their forever homes. And we honor you, Becky, and everybody working down there at the shelter, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. You're certainly a friend of the morning show here at KGFF. Love talking to you.
I listen to you all the time. I want you to know this. I'm just not a Thursday morning listener. I want you to know, because I think this is important, you put a smile on my face each day, and you make me laugh out loud. That's the best medicine.
That's
so
kind of what I'm, yeah.
Doctor, no.
I appreciate that so much, because that is really what I'm aiming to do here every day.
Here you are. I can tell. But when I catch myself cackling out loud, I think, now, this is just too good to be true. So I appreciate you also.
All right, Becky, you keep up the good work, and our love to everybody all there right. at the shelter. That's Becky at the Coffeyville Friends of Animals talking about the doggos and Kit Kats who are waiting for their forever homes. So check them out. And while you're down there, they're looking for your help with blankets and food and toys and treats and stuff like that. So keep the doggies and the kitties in mind as you go through your day